It's time for a review and release from the cloud of another small module for the box, this time offering control of two relays via Wi-Fi. Additionally, allowing you to connect two switches to them. The module described here was bought in our country this time, so there was no waiting for shipping, but it cost a bit more than the gadgets imported straight from China, although it was not as expensive as in the case of other products, including the recently described RR400W, which for PLN70 offers only one relay and without the possibility of connecting an external button. Unless we load OpenBeacon, then you can configure the pins at will, and you can connect an additional button slash sensor that was not planned by the manufacturer. The topic will only cover the interior and the firmware change. As usual, I skip the Tuya application and immediately look inside, buying a kit. One of my readers gave me the set, thank you very much, so that I can change the firmware for it. As far as I know, such a driver can be purchased in several places on the Polish internet, e.g. on a popular auction site. It is quite expensive, all PLN70, but at least it can handle two lines. It has two relays inside. Assembly diagram, dimensions 46x46x18mm. Before buying, check whether it fits our box and whether we will have a way to lead wires to it. Kit contents. This time the set is quite poor. We don't even get screws or even a strip of double-sided tape for fixing. Pity. Enough of the introduction, let's take a look inside. MOD-003 Interior. As usual, it is enough to pry the casing, no screws. Inside, you can see the LDO-1117 3.3-volt regulator and the KP1551SP transformerless converter controller. Now you need to pull out the PCB. This time it comes out quite hard. It looks like there is a plate on the plate and something hooks. What is it that hooks? The extra PCB with the CBU module hooked up. Interestingly, the pairing LED and the pairing button are on this additional board. Gold pins, ground, power supply, and inputs for two buttons and outputs for two relays go from this board. Looking under this PCB, we can see the signal markings. The description of the CBU is also on the web. MOD-003 Programming. Here is the full list of connections required for programming and hardware configuration after OpenBeacon has been uploaded. CBU pinout. Here are the soldered wires, RX, TX, ground, and 3.3 volt. Ready circuit with LDO 3.3 volt and USB to TTL converter. We program with this. It is important for this device to first disconnect 5 volt from the LDO, then connect the USB to TTL converter to the computer. Then start the flashing procedure, getting bus, and then connect the power supply. Then the getting bus will be successful, and the proper reading uploading of the firmware will start. In summary, the pins are P7, Wi-Fi LED, P9, Relay 1, P17, Relay 2, P8, Pairing button from the housing, P24, Switch 1, P26, Switch 2. Same with OpenBeacon JSON format. If we want to connect a bistable button, then in OBK we use the role of TGL channel on toggle, and if a momentary button, then button. OpenBeacon documentation, repository, summary. All in all, it wasn't that difficult. It was enough to solder four wires and the firmware change was successful. The module is quite nice, and the RX and TX outputs can then be used as regular GPIOs and, for example, connect DHT11 or SHT30 and additionally configure it in OpenBeacon to send results to Home Assistant. It's just a few clicks in the web panel of the new firmware. Of course, you have to be careful, because the power supply on board does not provide galvanic separation, but this is the norm for this type of product. The possibilities after changing the firmware are really great. There is also the issue of price. This time it was not as bad as in the case RR400W, but it's still hard not to notice that the classic Albus smart switch directly from China can be up to 2 times cheaper. screenshot from the auction in the spoiler. So I don't know if I can recommend a product from the theme. I also test.